This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, not much.
That's hard to believe.
Not much.
Seems like you've been awfully busy.
I have. I just got back from purchasing a new crockpot.
Oh, do tell.
No, it's nothing special. My wife's having they're doing a chili cook-off.
Nice.
At her work on Tuesday.
Yes.
So she needed one of those, I don't know what the hell they call it, grab-and-go crockpots. You know what I'm saying? When, like, a travel crockpot.
Is it one of those that the heating element and the ceramic part are separated so you can just pick it up and, like, pull it out?
I don't know.
Come on.
I didn't even look at it. She sent me a picture, and I was like, this one looks like it. She's like, yep, that's it. I said, cool.
How do you not know?
I think it's got, like, some special seal where, like, you can cook the stuff, and then you just unplug it, and you can carry it out.
Nice. Like, does it have a timer?
Oh, yeah, it's got all kinds of buttons.
See, this is why I want the description. You're like, it ain't nothing special.
I don't know. I got it at Target.
My crock pot is like 20 years old. It has the removable ceramic thing, but all it is low, high, and warm. Those are the three settings.
That's all I've ever had. This one's got like timers up to 20 hours and all kinds of crap. Oh,
I like that. I'm jealous. I mean, I really want to break mine just so I can get a timer. to have that thing like automatically start cooking on high at like 2 in the afternoon. So when I get home at like 7, you know, everything's ready to go. Let's do this.
Well, see, I've always preferred to just do everything on low because you just set it and then you can cook for longer. You know what I'm saying? And it feels like it tastes better when you cook it on low for longer.
I totally agree, but I'm also leaving the house at 6:15 and not coming back into the house until 6-7 o'clock, and cooking on low for 12 hours usually isn't the smartest thing to do.
Yeah,
because that's when everything is mushy.
Yeah, it's still a long time, I guess.
Yeah. So yep. The timer would be perfect.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah. Come on.
We'll see.
A new gadget in the Ferretti house. I'm jealous.
I know, but you know, I like the old analog crock pots. You know what I mean?
Are you saying you're all analog when it comes to crock pots?
I do. That's right. I do love me some analog crock pots.
Oh, can I just say I'm really tempted, speaking on the cooking tip, I'm really tempted to try my hand at a pressure cooker.
Really?
Because as a child growing up, my grandmother had one. And my entire childhood, I heard from my mother whenever my grandmother used it, those pressure cookers can explode and take your head off.
That's not true.
The lid can fly. You know, it's all urban legend stuff.
Sure, sure.
Just like, I mean, we've had this discussion about my mom cooking pork, like, until it flakes off with a fork. Or cooking, the best is cooking the Thanksgiving turkey and setting it on in the stove on low, like, you know, higher than the warm setting.
Mm-hmm.
As a child, she'd set it higher than the warm setting for the entire turkey with the stuffing in, of course. And it on this low temperature, she would push the turkey in at 7 p.m. So that she can pull it out at 7 a.m. in the morning so we can eat it at noon. Can you imagine how juicy that turkey was every year?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you couldn't have enough gravy on that thing. So, needless to say, hearing my mom, like, the lid could fly off and decapitate somebody with that pressure cooker. And then I've, like, investigated them, looked into them. It's like, those to me are, like, how dudes usually are with like new cars. I just have no clue when it comes to a car. A car's transportation for me. Mm-hmm. But a new pressure cooker and looking at all of the gadgetry around it, and it doesn't look like some weird vacuum seal thing with this ball and chain that you wrap around it so it doesn't explode. Like, seeing the new fangled ones, ooh, they are sexy.
We'll see how I feel about it. We were talking about this on Discord. I think it was last week. I'm a little bit of a hipster when it comes to cooking stuff.
I must have been out of town during this conversation.
Yeah,
I missed that.
I don't think you were there. I think Jack was there because Jack was saying something. I can't remember what it was. We were talking about cooking some kind of thing. Oh, I think I had made bread, and Jack said,
"In your slow cooker?
No, from scratch."
I don't know.
He said something, and I was like, no, dude, like, there's a few things that I will not use machinery for. One of them is making bread. Like, I'm not going to use... Oh, God. I'm almost there. What was it? Oh, God, now I forget. But anyways, I won't use a bread maker
jerky?
To make bread. Jerky, that's mm-hmm. what it was. Yep, it was the jerky. Because I want...
Holy Christ, I took a guess.
I want to make jerky, right? But... Like, I don't want to use some fancy thing. So I'm asking if anybody's made it. And Jack had, I think Ronnie had, and Sparky had. But they all use dehydrators.
Mm.
I was like, I don't want to buy a piece of equipment just to make jerky. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I was trying to find out if anybody had without a dehydrator. And apparently nobody had. But so I'm the same way with other things. Like, when I make bread, I don't use a bread maker. Right, like I get the flour and all the ingredients. I let the yeast set, you know, for whatever to eat some of that sugar. I let the sure. dough sit for like an hour or two so it can rise. Like, I go through the whole process. When I make yogurt, it's the same thing. I like making yogurt from scratch, not in a yogurt maker. And yogurt's really hard because you got to keep like a specific temperature throughout the process. And I'm kind of like that with crockpot cooking too, man. I'm not going to lie. I'm a little bit of a hipster.
Well, that's okay.
Yes. So we'll see how it goes. But she's making white bean chicken chili, which I don't know if you've ever had it, but it's really good.
And dude, that's a slow cooker staple in the Wetmore house. Come on. And I always doctor that thing up.
And I'm sure that Jay and all the Texans are going to yell at me on Twitter. Because she's making chili with beans. But listen, it's chicken chili. You have to use beans, okay? This is not beef chili.
I don't know if you know this, but when I make it, it's called white bean chicken chili.
True.
The name's in it, right there.
It's true.
The bean. It's in the title.
Well, you know, Texans are really weird about putting beans in their chili.
Well, that's all right. Next time I go to Texas, I'll definitely get some without beans. That's okay.
Mm-hmm. It's true though. I lived in Texas for a year. I live in Tyler. The patent troll capital of the world. And not anymore because I don't know, they passed some laws against it. But it used to be that anytime there was a patent troll, like somebody bought a patent just to sue people, all those cases were held in Tyler, Texas.
Mm.
Because the judge and the jury were very friendly to patent cases, like, you know, intellectual property. And so they were all being held there. And, like, all these people that didn't actually create anything, they were just buying patents, were winning all this money because the jury was very friendly to them.
Hopefully.
Yeah. It's funny, too. There's like, a stadium or something there. I think the high school, maybe. It's the Samsung Stadium. Because Samsung donated like millions of dollars to the local school system in case that, you know, they were ever involved in a patent troll case, they would win because they would have good faith from people because they built the stadium. And, you know, dude, this is Texas, right? Like, you've seen Varsity Blues.
No, I have because I love whipped cream bikinis. But no, let's back it up a little bit and say Friday Night Lights.
All right, Friday Night Lights, that works too. But you know, Texas, all right, there's two things that Texans really love. All right, three things. Giant hats. cowboy
women
hats.
And chaps.
Women and chaps.
Yes.
And football. And I guess I guess Chile would be fourth.
Sure.
Yes. So it's big, man, you know? So if they get sued, they'll be like, hey, look, we built you this awesome stadium. And everyone's going to be like, you know what? You're right, Samsung. You didn't do anything wrong. You built us a stadium. Get this lawsuit out of here.
Hey, guys, when I don't know how this settlement's going to go, but, you know, if it goes one way, we might be able to go over to that stadium that we built for you and have a really kick-ass party. But, I mean, let us know. Let us know however you're going to lean.
A chili cook-up, even.
Yeah, we're not, but we're going to blow the roof off the joint, you know, of that Samsung stadium. I don't know if you...
I'll tell you, Texas is hot as balls, man.
I've only been to Texas once, and it was pretty steamy.
Dude, I moved there July 4th weekend.
Ooh.
And the night that I got there like 8 o'clock at night. It was like 114 degrees when I got there at 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah, but it's a dry heat, though.
It is a dry heat. That's true.
I mean, I lived in Oklahoma. I hate when people say dry heat because it's like, yeah, so it just isn't like moist dampness like the swamp of Florida. But you feel all 115 degrees of that heat because it's dry.
Yes, but at least you're not dripping sweat, right? So when I lived in New York, if it's, you know, like 95 degrees, it feels like 120 because you're like dripping sweat. It's so humid.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not as bad here where I'm at now, but we have a humid heat as well.
Right.
And it's no fun.
My mom just moved to, in December, she moved from Chicago to Phoenix.
Mm.
And even like because I call her every week, even talking to her last week, she's like, it's 93 degrees. Like she's just waiting for those. When is the winter going to come? Because in Chicago, you know, once it gets close to November, it cools right off. Like it's a nice fall.
Here we go.
Yeah, Arizona's still horrible.
This is for you.
Oh.
Did you hear it?
I heard a psst.
That's it. Terrapin Beer Company, Hopsecutioner.
Ooh. Oh.
It's very good. It's an India Pale Ale.
Let's get some hop going on here.
It is very hoppy.
Mm-mm-mm.
I do love me some hoppiness.
How did you buy that today? I thought all liquor stores are closed.
Well, in my area, yes. But we drove out to Greenville. So it's about, 20 minutes. Because the girls wanted to do something. We hadn't done anything all weekend because I've been working. And the weather's been kind of crappy. And it was kind of cold today, but it kind of quit raining. So I was like, fine, we'll go do something. And they wanted to eat somewhere. And I was like, I don't feel like going anywhere because Friday night we went to Macaroni Grill. And
okay.
I was like, I don't want to go anywhere. Let's just kind of eat something quick. And Zoe loves some McDonald's. So she's like, let's go to McDonald's. And I was like, nobody wants to go to McDonald's. So I was like, we'll just go to the mall. That's a good time waster. And I hadn't been to the mall, Nick, in God knows how long.
Yeah. How was that Sbarro pizza you had?
I didn't have Sbarro pizza. We went.
I'm sure it was there.
It was there.
Of course.
It was there. But we went to Thai Kitchen. And it's just like, you know, it says Thai Kitchen, but I'll be honest, Nick, it tastes just like Orient Express.
Okay, there we go. Okay.
Yeah. Except, you know, like, so we all had mango chicken.
I wanted to guess.
Oh. Okay, my bad.
Okay, so mango, other than Orient Express, or what's the other one that's like fast food Chinese?
Well, there's a Sakura, which is Japanese.
No. The one that, like, it's
Mandarin
like
Express.
It's just like Chipotle. You walk up and you can, like, choose what you want to eat. Oh, Panda Express.
Oh, Panda Express. Yeah.
Okay, since this is Thai related. Okay, mango. Okay, that's a little Thai-ish.
Yes.
I'm just looking for stereo. Okay, coconut milk. Is there some weird, like... Yeah, it's sort of sweet and sour, but we added coconut to it. Or curry to it,
you
and
know.
Now it's Thai.
Well, so I couldn't tell because I'm going to tell you the food looked. We walked by all the food places to see what they wanted, and mm-hmm. we got to Thai Kitchen, and of course they're giving out samples of the mango chicken, and yeah. and the girls really enjoyed it. So I was like, fine, we'll just eat here. But I'm going to tell you, we all got the same thing,
mm-hmm.
mango chicken with noodles. Which, okay. if we had gone to like the Chinese place, it would have been. Mm-hmm. Sweet and sour chicken with lo mein, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it looks identical, except sure. here the chicken doesn't have like that gooey sauce, but it's a little gooey, and it's got mm-hmm. it's got a little mango taste. And then the lo mein isn't dark brown; it's light brown because it doesn't have that sauce and soy sauce and whatever else. And I guess maybe it's got like a hint of coconut milk.
Sure.
Which actually makes it a little less good.
Because mm-hmm.
there's something about the saltiness of the lo mein, you know?
Yeah.
That gives it that, like, yeah, I'm going to dive into this.
Yeah, not as intense a flavor. Because yeah. that coconut milk sort of drowns it out.
Yeah. But it was good. Mm-hmm. It was good. It was enjoyable. And we had egg rolls.
Okay.
Except they were kind of weird because they had, like, chunks of crab meat in it.
Huh.
But it's not real crab meat. It's fake crab meat.
Right. With a K.
Yes. White fish, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. So, it was fine.
So now, is this like a general eating, like, food court?
Yes.
So, my question to you is this usually, and I know you haven't been to a mall in ages, but usually is this the mode that everybody is getting food from the same place? Or if one of the kids wanted, like, oh, something from the Greek place or Sbarro, would you be like, here's money or let me walk over there with you? We can pick up your Sbarro and then I'm going to pick up this Thai food.
No, anybody can get whatever they want.
But everybody decided on this Thai food.
Yeah. Well, I would have preferred something else. So apparently there's a new cheesesteak place at the food court. All they sell is cheesesteaks.
Ooh.
And Nick, this came up in Discord a few days ago. I'm a sucker for cheesesteaks, okay?
What?
Anywhere that I go, uh-huh. I look through the menu. If I see cheesesteak, it doesn't matter what else is on there, I get a cheesesteak. Okay? Because I want to have a good cheesesteak. Okay? Outside of Philly, I haven't found very many really good cheesesteaks.
Are you listening, McDonald's? Throw a cheesesteak Big Mac in there. You got for ready for life.
I don't know about that. when I go to McDonald's, I usually get the Southwest grilled chicken salad.
I didn't even know they had salad.
Yeah, it's quite good. It's very spicy.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, so I wanted that, but their line was super long. Super
but
long.
But that says something about the place, then.
Yes. Well, but
that
then...
Might
so,
be, that, trust me, I'm already editing my comment right now. Instead of saying, they probably do a good cheesesteak, let me edit that stuff right now. Martin. They might do a good cheesesteak for a mall food court.
Sure.
And that's why you got the line. It's like Auntie Anne's pretzels.
Right.
Every mall has them, and the reason there's a line is they whip through the people quick, unlike that cheesesteak place, I'm sure. They whip through the people quick, and you really can't F up a soft, hot pretzel. Not really.
Not really.
You can, but yeah, that's a tough go.
Mm-hmm.
But you decided against a cheesesteak, though, huh?
I did. Cause
do
I,
you, like, well, you like the cheese whiz? How do you? What's the cheese consistency? Because I know there's a school of thought of, like, you got to have the cheese whiz, and then some people have the fancy queso, and then some people just throw, like, slices of cheese on it.
Yeah, I don't care about the cheese whiz. I want some, like, I want like the good provolone with like grilled peppers and shit, the onions, like a good cut of meat.
So you're a foo-foo fancy boy when it comes to cheese steak.
Oh yeah.
Cuz I've heard people swear by the cheese whiz.
I'll tell you though, Red Robin's got a pretty good cheesesteak.
What?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
Cuz I haven't been to Red Robin in about 5 years. But I still, because there isn't one anywhere by us, to be honest with you.
Sure.
And that is garbage food.
It is.
Unless they're a sponsor of the Nerdy Legion podcast, then it's fantastic.
No, we don't let them sponsor us.
Well, we would.
No, we wouldn't.
No, we would.
No, we wouldn't.
But they have all-you-can-eat fries, and those fries are pretty good.
Yeah. It's the best part of the menu.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But they're cheesesteak, though, huh?
Yeah, you'd the cheesesteak. Cheesesteak's pretty good. I'm not going to lie. Not the best. But for that kind of place, it's pretty damn good.
I might have to investigate that.
Yeah, you should.
Huh.
You should.
Huh. Okay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Good to know. Good to know.
Anyways, after I ate the mango chicken, which was, it was good.
Hey, can we circle back? So fix it. Ask me the last time I discussed cheesesteak with anyone.
Probably never.
No, that's incorrect, but it has been about 4 to 5 years.
All right, fair enough. Let's go back to the cheesesteak.
As a young Martin, did you ever buy from the frozen section those steakums?
Oh, yes, I have, and they are terrible.
But... of course they're terrible. They're like pizza rolls. You think those are good? No, but you eat the whole box and you
love some pizza rolls.
Same with the steakums. If you see, as a young latchkey child that we both were, my mom would have pizza rolls as well as steakums constantly in that freezer. And let me tell you, even on like some Wonder white bread, as long as you, like, there was always, like, onions and green peppers in our pantry. So, like, as a young child, just to cut up some onions, green pepper, nothing. You throw them in a little thing with water, throw a paper towel over them. You have steamed vegetables in a minute and a half from the microwave.
Mm.
Not the best, but, you know, hey, this is high school, you know... as a latchkey kid, you were just looking to fill the belly as quickly as possible. So you weren't going to saute any vegetables. Now, as an adult, I'd be sauteing that stuff and browning those onions. Fantastic.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But then you throw those steakums in there. Dude, it's such garbage food. But, oh, I mean, for a meal that you can be eating in like 6 to 7 minutes, oh. Even quicker than pizza rolls, because pizza rolls, you don't microwave those. You got to go convection oven or toaster oven.
I'll tell you what's pretty good, man. In the frozen food aisle, those frozen Jamaican beef patties.
What?
Oh, buddy.
What are those?
Oh, you've never had a Jamaican beef patty?
No, please explain.
Shut up.
No. Right. My wife does not live through chemistry in her food. Is non-existent. It has to be completely fresh. So frozen, she'll do like a bag of frozen peas. That's it.
Mm.
That's it.
Mm.
So please tell me about this. What is this Jamaican? Is this like a beef patty, like a hamburger?
Not quite.
Okay, do tell.
Not quite. All right. So. Jamaican beef patties. You know what it is? So I grew up in New York, right? And the section of New York that I grew up in the North Bronx, was heavily Jamaican. And so, of course, there were beef patty places. There were a few. As a matter of fact, there in Greenville, near me, downtown Greenville, there is a Jamaican restaurant. And they have some great beef patties. Anyways,
nice.
You know what an empanada is?
Oh, heck yeah.
Okay. So a Jamaican beef patty is like an empanada.
Okay. What?
There's a difference, though. The Jamaican beef patties are rectangular. Okay. So, and they're a lot bigger than an empanada.
But please describe what... Because right now I'm picturing a beef patty that is rectangular.
Okay, so this is a rectangle.
Yeah.
Think of a rectangular empanada, okay? Except the dough is flaky. Mm-hmm. It's flaky. It's not doughy like an empanada. It's flaky and it's yellow.
And so is it like phyllo dough, sort of?
Yeah, I would say it's the closest thing to that. Except it's crunchy.
Sure.
And denser than phyllo dough.
Now, how big is this rectangle? Because I'm picturing bigger than like a ravioli.
Oh, much bigger than ravioli.
Is it like a Wendy's hamburger size rectangle?
No, bigger. I would say like six inches by 4 inches.
Oh, my God.
And then it's like, I don't know, 3/4 inch tall.
Oh, let's go get a Jamaican beef patty.
And then inside, all it is it's beef, ground beef.
Mm-hmm.
But it's almost like a ground beef paste, and it's got a bunch of spices in it.
Ooh! So that's the kicker.
It's
right
delicious.
There.
It's delicious. Yes.
So is it almost like a loose meatloaf?
No. It's not at all.
Because it isn't ground. It isn't like ground, like a sloppy Joe consistency.
No, it's not a sloppy Joe consistency. I don't. It's hard to describe it. I don't know if I've had like empanada types from like the Caribbean that use a similar type of meat. Like I said, it's ground beef, but it's almost like a paste of ground beef.
That sounds wonderful.
It's really good. It's a little spicy,
but you can find them in the frozen section. Huh?
Oh, yeah, you can get frozen Jamaican beef patties. I get them in Ingles. I don't know if you guys have Ingles up there, but...
No, we don't.
I'm sure there's something similar over there.
Oh, I gotta go look.
I think Walmart sells them, but I don't know, and I can't check because I'm on Walmart boycott. Oh, you don't know about that.
Well, then how do you get your groceries? Because usually you say, hey, Amazon Echo. And
well,
then they say you could pick it up at Walmart.
No. My wife goes to the Walmart website, places an order, and then goes and picks them up at the Walmart near her work. And she goes in her PJs, and when she gets there, they come to her door, she gives them the name, opens the trunk, and they just load it up, and she leaves. That's the way it works. Because you pay for it like when you place the order, right, on the website. Anyways, so let me tell you my Walmart boycott story.
Oh, boy.
And you're probably not going to think it's a big deal. Some other people might not think it's a big deal. I think it's a big deal.
Goodbye, Jamaican patties.
I mean, I can still go to Ingles. All right, so what was it? 2 weeks ago? 2 weeks ago? Nick, we haven't recorded in like a month.
I know. Feels like the first.
See, the people.
Feels like the very first time.
The people don't know this because we've had an episode every week. But that's because we bag episodes.
Yes.
Because we're smart podcasters.
Yes.
We don't let the people go a week without hearing our voices.
Life got in the way for the last couple weeks.
It's been rough.
Yeah.
Anyways, so it was 2 weeks ago. Zoe was here. She wanted to get a pumpkin to carve some jack-o'-lanterns. Did you see my pumpkin, by the way?
No.
I did a Beauty and the Beast pumpkin. I did Belle.
Oh, no, I did not see that.
I'll send it to you later.
Okay.
So she wanted a pumpkin. And I was like, all right, we'll go get pumpkins. Walmart has pumpkins. Now, remember this, Nick. I'm always weary of going to Walmart. Because they have terrible customer service at Walmart.
Sure.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Like nobody greets you except the door greeter who's really there just to see if you're stealing. Nobody greets you. Nobody helps you in the store. But the store's generally clean, so I guess you got to give them that. Anyways, it doesn't matter. I hate places with bad customer service. I avoid them.
Mm-hmm.
If I have one bad customer service experience, you're dead to me. dead to me. Doesn't matter where it is. That's why I don't go to Best Buy anymore. Best Buy is like the Walmart of electronics. Terrible customer service. But you know what? At least they try. Problem is they don't know jack shit about what they're selling.
Oh.
So, we go to Walmart. We're looking around. We get a couple of pumpkins. One for her. One for Reagan. What else did we do? We went and got some other stuff. I can't remember. She wanted some candy. We got her some candy. And our wife texted me, said she wanted some wine. So I went to the alcoholic beverage aisle, got my wife a box of wine. I didn't get anything because I haven't drank in a couple of weeks. We'll get to that later. I didn't get anything. So we go to checkout. Okay. Now, I never go to regular checkout. I go to self-checkout.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And now, I don't know if you know about Walmart self-checkout, but they have like 10 registers in a circle kind of. And there's one person at the exit just checking everybody, all the registers. So one person checking 10 registers.
Yeah, and as soon as you said you're getting wine, I'm already seeing that this is going to be an issue.
Okay. Genius. You're a genius. So I go ahead, I ring everything up. I always leave the wine for last because one thing I hate about Walmart is they have terrible customer service, and especially at the checkout line, you know, they're checking multiple people, so it takes a minute for them to get to you and check your ID and punch in their stupid Walmart code. So I take my wine out, I go ahead and scan it, I put it in the bag, and I wait. And the lady walks past me, didn't get any help, wasn't even recognized. So
is the cash register going off and like signaling that there's an issue?
Yes. At the top of the register, they all have a light and it blinks red when that register needs help.
Okay. And yours is blinking. So
mine is blinking.
You're visually being ignored.
Correct. Mine is blinking. Now, okay. Remember this. My register is next to the little area where the person hangs out to check all the registers.
Yeah, that's usually where I go during self-checkout.
So, ignored. She goes to another register where there's a lady scanning a bunch of stuff and she's having a bunch of issues. Let me tell you, folks, if you don't know how to use a fucking self-checkout register, get
language.
The fucking line somewhere else.
Language, that's your two.
Okay. So, the lady's having issues. So I'm like, okay, it's going to take a minute. So, Zoe and I are chatting. She wants some candy, more candy. I told her, no, you already have candy, blah, blah, blah. Anyways, finally the lady's done with that one lady. She's walking back to her area, and I said, ma'am, can I get some help? And she looks at my light, and she comes right over. Doesn't talk to me. Comes right over. And I already have my ID out. I give her my ID. She looks at it. She looks at me, and she walks off. And I'm like,
good.
What are you doing? Are you going to punch in the thing at my register so I can get my goods? So she doesn't say anything. Ignores me. Walks back to her area, gets on the phone, and stands there. 15 seconds later, an older lady comes up to me. And
now, could this lady be under 21?
Oh, definitely not.
Oh, no, I mean the first one.
Definitely not.
Okay, because I've had issues where a 20-year-old can't scan alcoholic beverages.
No, definitely not.
Okay.
I thought about that initially, but immediately I was like, there's no way. I mean, this lady had to be at least 30.
Okay.
So this other older lady comes up to me, and she's like, I can't take your ID. And I said,
what?
I said, what do you mean you can't take my ID? She's like, no, we can't take your ID. I said, well, can you tell me why? And can you explain to me why this asshole is ignoring me every time I ask her a question?
Wow.
And so she says, well, sir, if you look at your ID, there's a little puncture mark right here. And there is.
Okay.
Because 3 years ago.
Yes.
3 years ago, when I first got Ginger, our smallest Great Pyrenees, when she was a puppy, and she ate my wallet. It was a genuine leather wallet, and I guess she liked the smell. She chewed the shit out of it. And there was a tiny baby puppy tooth puncture mark on the right top corner of my ID.
Okay.
No. When I say puncture, I don't even mean like punctured all the way through. I mean like it's literally a dent. This is like a puppy tooth. A little dent.
Sure.
Three years. Okay.
Now I'm starting to see the picture.
Three years I've had this ID this way. I haven't had any issues with anything.
What?
I've had to get paperwork notarized. I've had to go. What else did I have to do? Oh, as a matter of fact, I had to go to court to get a copy of my marriage license for insurance purposes. They didn't give me any problems. I've been pulled over by policemen. They'd never given me any problems. I go to the liquor store all the time. I go to various different establishments to purchase alcohol. Never had a problem.
Okay.
All of a sudden.
I would love to interject, let you continue.
No, listen, we're gonna interject because we're gonna discuss this.
Because I
understand where the lady's coming from. However.
However, we
frequent this Walmart regularly.
Sure. Okay. Well, up until this day.
Additionally.
Yes.
Had the first person had some kind of fucking courtesy to treat people with some sort of respect, I probably would have reacted differently. You know what I mean? If the lady said, "Look, I think there's an issue with your ID. I'd like to have a manager look at it." I would have said, "Okay, no problem."
Yeah.
But she ignored me at least three times, maybe four or five. She ignored my questions.
Yeah.
She had a shit ass attitude.
Maybe she doesn't like to deal with like confrontational customers.
Well, guess what? Then she shouldn't work with the public.
Oh boy.
So I looked at the ID and I said, "You mean this little puncture mark right here?" She said, "Yes." She said, sled. I don't know what you guys call it up there. I'm assuming it's the same. But she said sled has been making a lot of rounds lately because it's getting close to the end of the year. And they want to make sure that the ID is this and this and this and this. And I said, "Listen, I work with the public for a very long time. I've had to deal with checking IDs for many, many years. I know exactly what the rules and regulations are. With the condition of the driver's license or any form of government issued ID. And I'm going to tell you that my ID does not have an issue. But that's fine. You won't be seeing me anymore." And so I grabbed Zoe and I went elsewhere. And guess what? They had great customer service. And they accepted my ID.
Yeah. They were neglectful enough to not notice your deformed ID.
Possibly.
Yes.
All right. So let's continue. Tell me, Nick. I know you wanted to say something, so go ahead. Say it.
Well, I appreciate that you're going to tell somebody how they should be doing their job. That's very admirable of you. That's nice of you to suggest.
Sure.
It seems like all these other people were neglecting their job and just letting this faulty form of ID go through the system. I think the onus should be on the ID holder.
I agree.
Not on the establishment, but you know, since you're getting away with it through so many people, and you'd think law first person, the first people that would step up and be like, "Yo, this is a ganked form of ID. Dum-dum, go to your vehicle registration institution, go there and get a replacement." And then you can blame your puppy for when you have to spend $150 to get it replaced.
Dude, it's like 10 bucks.
Well then, shame on you. That's cheaper than the wine.
Wait, it costs you guys $150 to replace an ID?
I don't know how much it is. I have no idea. I don't let dogs chew my wallet. I'm responsible. I'm a big boy.
Ah, Nick. Yeah, I understand what you're saying. I do. I do. Trust me.
And shame on you, while you're waiting there for so long, not to teach Zoe the fine art of shoplifting. That extra piece of candy that she really, really wanted, that was the perfect time and opportunity for you to be like, "You know what? This is when Daddy takes a candy bar, puts it into his wallet, because my time is valuable. Wasting my time. So let me teach them a lesson.
You know how I am about time and value. So I will not disagree with you there. However, never will I teach my child to shoplift anywhere.
Well, shame on you. If she doesn't learn it from you, who does she learn it?
Nick. Anyways, so I know what you're saying. Okay.
Did you go and get a new driver's license?
No, of course not.
Oh, neglectful.
Of course not. I don't even need to go. I can renew it online.
Well, then shame on you.
No, you know what? Fuck that. Is that three? Do I need to put an explicit tag on here now?
No, it's way past three. That story alone is at least five. You become desensitized. You don't even notice when you're doing it. But I understand the frustration. But see, I always put the onus on myself.
I totally understand, okay? I understand that maybe I should get my license renewed where it doesn't have a tiny little pinprick in the corner of the fucking license.
But what does that make it? Is that like you defaced it? I don't get that.
That's what she was saying.
Or do they think by that pinprick or the dog tooth hole, however big or small it is, did they say it's defacing?
Yes.
That, or is it one of those, like, we've been getting a lot of fake IDs, and the doggone it, that's how the people do it.
No, defacing the ID was her excuse.
Well, you are quite the anarchist, so.
But listen, here's the thing. Surprised. The thing is, the ID is one piece. When the dog bit into the ID, it didn't even puncture the lamination. There's no defacing on the ID other than the fact that there's a little pinprick dimple on the side of the ID. You know what I'm saying?
That defaces it.
According to her, that makes according to her state. No, incorrect. According to her, no, not according to my state. I know the exact rules of the state, and that's not one of them. According to her, that equals defacing the ID. And that's fine. I respect that. But I'm still never going to go shop there again because I had a shit-ass fucking customer service experience beforehand.
Sure.
Okay? That's the difference. The point of the story is not about the fact that she wouldn't take my ID. That's where the story ended. The point of the story is the crap-ass customer service that was provided me at this place of business, which I guess I could just say it's Walmart because I already said it.
You know, when I used to work at the record store.
Mm-hmm. By the way, yes. I did complain to Walmart.
Okay.
And they did offer to send me a gift card.
Oh.
And I told them I did not want it because I will never shop there again.
See, usually the squeaky wheel, when they get that gift card, they click their heels and they're back in.
Nope.
The squeaky wheel that yells the most usually gets rewarded for their horrid behavior. Absolutely. By getting a nice gift card.
Absolutely. I don't want it. Well, what I want is for them to have customer service employees that treat their customers like maybe they should fucking shop there.
The customer is always right.
But you know what the problem is? The problem is there's so many people that shop at this place that have zero manners.
Sure.
Okay. They're, you know what? I guarantee you all these alt-right people, fucking Nazis, I bet they all shop at Walmart.
Oh, boy.
Okay? Because they're probably all unemployed, blaming Mexicans and everybody else for the fact that they have no educations and no place of employment. And so they go shop at Walmart because Walmart has good prices. I'm not saying that's everybody, by the way. I mean, there's some very high-class... Listen... Find people on both sides. You know what I mean? On both sides.
Mm.
There's some high-class people that shop at Walmart.
Mm.
You know? I mean, my wife still buys her groceries there. Even though I asked her not to.
I think your sentence, there's a little bit of hole in that logic, because your statement about so many people shopping there should end with, that's why if they lose one customer, they could care less.
Well, sure, that's fine.
You're not going to affect their bottom line whatsoever.
Absolutely.
And they know that. That's why are they going to try to change that big, huge boat and try to rearrange their customer service policy? They're not. They're right. Just going to throw a gift card at it, knowing that a $5, $20 gift card, you're going to be spending a hell of a lot more down the road. Mm-hmm. So that's what they bank on.
Well, except I'm not.
I think you're... Did I interrupt?
Oh, sorry. The Echo device wanted to chime in.
Of course. You know, what did she say this time? You should be shopping at Amazon.
That's funny, because we went to Target tonight to get that. Well, we went to Target to kill some time, because the girls love going to Target. Yeah, and when my wife found out that we were at Target, she's like, get the crock pot. And I was like, why don't you just get it from Amazon? And I looked behind me, and there's like two Target employees just chatting. And I was like, well, you know what? They probably don't care anyway, so who cares? But the thing is, she needs it by Tuesday morning. And so there's even...
Well, with Prime, that'll get there by Monday.
No, because today's Sunday. So it would have gotten here Tuesday afternoon.
I doubt it.
She needed it Tuesday morning.
I usually get it the next day.
You know what? I should have checked.
If not the same day.
Really? Whoa! I'm
close to a distribution point. Don't be jealous.
I don't have... I mean, we have one... It's near my old work, so 35, 40 minutes away is the warehouse?
Yeah, that's about where mine is.
But yeah, no, we don't have the next day thing, though. I mean, there's some things where I can get like a day and a half, maybe? But never a next day.
Yeah, I just ordered something. I had completely huge tangent. Welcome to it, everyone. I have two faulty keys for my wife's car.
Hmm.
Will not lock the doors. Will not unlock the doors. Or every once in a while, it will do one or the other. But at this point, for the last 2 weeks, we've been completely paralyzed. And, of course, it's her car. So in my head, somebody's going to jump in and hide in her car since it's unlocked for the last 2 weeks. Which, guess what? That stuff happened. So as well as when my wife used to work over by Joliet.
Mm-hmm.
And this was... maybe 10 years ago, and it's only gotten worse since. But they told all the mall employees that before walking up to your car, while you're walking down the aisle to go home, before going up to your car, while you're in the aisle, peek underneath your car and the neighboring cars to make sure no one's underneath it.
Holy cow.
And I'm pretty sure you know it. For a mall to say that, that means that type of robbery or rape or whatever the hell's happening, carjacking, that didn't happen just once. That has to happen so many times for a mall to actually put something out on the down low just to, like, you know, employees on the down low and say that. You know, like, that had to have happened so many times.
Yeah.
So the last 2 weeks, my wife driving around, not locking her car doors while she goes into work and goes, you know, wherever she's going. That's been freaking me out.
Mm.
So I went on to Amazon and I ordered shockingly, I don't have to bring these car keys into Subaru to get replacements. Because then those replacement keys would cost like $200 to $300 each.
Right.
To get that redone. Well, luckily, I mean, I looked up and saw, like, well, this seems like something I could do regarding, like, replacing. And I bought a small little screwdriver set as well as the small batteries that go inside the keys. And wouldn't you know it, like, oh, well, to finish up the Prime story, I ordered them early in the day, and then they said, do you want delivery the following day for free from Amazon Prime? You know, you'll get it by like 8 p.m.
Sure.
And sure enough, they got there like four the next day, my wife told me. And it was pretty sweet. And I think it was early in the day, so like all the processing could get it out the door quicker.
Right.
Than having 2 days shipping. But sure enough, like I could replace to finish up the key conversation. And I'm not Bob Vili whatsoever. Like I have like all thumbs, but it took me 5 minutes tops to do both keys and replace the batteries.
No kidding.
The entire price of it was about $16.
Mm.
So it was like, oh my God, I just put $380 back in my pocket.
Yeah. That's good.
Ugh. Because I hate how they do that now with the computer chips and the battery. It's like, oh my God, that's highway robbery, man.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yep.
Are you going to do that Amazon key thing?
Amazon key thing? You mean the, like, the door thing?
Yeah.
When it gets delivered, they have access to your house?
Yeah.
No, I don't think I would. I really don't like people coming into my house.
Mm.
But I like the concept. And to be honest with you, if, like, for me, I have a detachable garage.
Mm-hmm.
Can I give them the garage code and they just put it inside the garage? Sign me up.
Sure.
I'll do that. And I didn't really investigate it, but if that's an option, I would do that. Because guess what? I can reprogram that garage code anytime I want.
Mm-hmm.
So, and there's nothing in that. Like, if somebody had that girl, an ex-Amazon employee had that code, there's nothing in there. Feel free. What are you going to steal?
Yeah, I don't know.
A terracotta gardening vase that I put, like, diesel in every day, or every year, big deal. Go ahead.
I don't know if it would work that way, but yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying.
But to actually allow them into my house, that's where the jilted ex-Amazon employee, that's the part that would freak me out.
Because
you know they're running right upstairs and grabbing my, you know, 12 long boxes and taking those right out.
Oh, of course. You can't have that.
Or that's what my wife will do one day and then just be like, it must be that weird ex-Amazon employee. They didn't steal anything except for your long... Woman! Damn you!
I was trying to think about that. I don't know. Yeah, I wouldn't let him in the house. Maybe, like, on the back porch, but it's like a freaking swinging door, you know what I'm saying? Like, It doesn't lock.
Okay, would you... Speaking of back porch, would you give that information to Amazon? Like I have like a fence, like a wood fence.
Mm-hmm.
That, I mean, all there is, like, there's a lock, a padlock on the lock, but I never close it. It's just there.
Mm-hmm.
But if I could tell Amazon, I'll leave that door open. Whenever I have a package, you just drop it off in there. That door will always be open, but then I know it will always close. So, like, people driving by, they wouldn't know the difference.
Right.
Like, I would, if Amazon was like, we'll charge you $5 extra a year for that. Like, that's a convenience I can get behind.
Yeah,
because I don't like, especially around the holidays, I hate... And I'm sure you guys are the same way. Like, my wife has, like, three deliveries come into the house every, you know, every week. And I would hate to think, not that, like, returns through Amazon as well as credits. Hmm. They couldn't be any simpler.
Yeah.
So for them, it's almost a win-win for them, because if they can get inside your house or your garage or like one of those fenced-in things that we were discussing, like around the back for you, it might take them longer to do that if they're doing that for everybody on their route. But the amount of money and credit and stuff like that that they have to, especially like the man hours of like, oh, here's Martin Ferretti's claim. Let me read through that. Okay, credit, no credit. Credit dispute, no dispute, no mm-hmm. dispute. Mm-hmm. Like, even to do that through an email, much less all the phone calls that they get, like, that's a cost savings benefit. Mm-hmm. The only thing that would stink is the people that have to deliver the stuff in route.
Yep.
So that would be a win-win for them.
Hmm.
But I would do that. I would give them my garage code. But I have a detachable garage. If it was an attached garage and I always had to lock the door going into my house, I don't even think I would do that.
Yeah.
Because guess what? If somebody has your code to go into, I mean, I sort of know a little bit about this. The garage is your main entry point into your house.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, if I was to give somebody a code, in my head, I'd be walking through. Then this person is disgruntled, or somebody hacks in and finds all this information, and they drive up to your house, they have access to your garage, they put in the code, they go in. Even if you lock that door going into your house, they're still inside your garage, they can close the door. They probably know most families are gone from 9 to 5. I have so many hours that I can try to break this door down before going in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like they are completely secure in a closed garage with the garage door down to be able to like figure out how to get into your house.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing that would scare me. I have a detachable garage. Like I said, there's nothing in there that at all is worth any sort of, I mean, if you can find $200 worth of stuff in that garage, good luck. Go ahead. Steal whatever you want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess.
But having them walk it around to your backyard, as long as they know that there's no dogs or whatever, yeah, that's a huge cost savings for them.
I guess. I haven't decided. We don't have, like, security cameras or anything in here yet. You know, like, we thought about it.
You don't have Ring?
No, we don't have Ring. Nobody uses our front door.
Yeah, but you could put that on the back door. Or anywhere that there's a door.
Yeah, I guess.
And have it trip activated.
I guess. The thing is, like, I don't want to... So, I've thought about this. I would much rather have security cameras than like a Ring video doorbell, or what's the other, like Canary or something like that. But the thing is, like on those things, you gotta be paying monthly. Like I don't think you do
for Ring. But Ring is past the doorbell now. They have like a remote camera system.
Hmm. I need to look this up then, because I'm pretty sure there's features where you have to pay.
There might be a payment schedule. It might be like a Nest thing.
Yeah.
Where they only hold so much for you, but for certain that, like, you can have so many days built up of, like, cloud support, that type of thing.
Yeah.
But really, all I would want is whenever anything big, not an animal, but whenever anything big goes by this camera, alert me on my phone, let me pull up the app, see through the camera, and then either correspond to the person who's on that camera right now or hit a button that will trigger an alarm sound.
Hmm.
And I am pretty sure that's what Ring does.
All right, I'm looking at it now. You got to pay for it. It's
even their base model?
Yep.
Okay.
It's $3 a month or $30 per year per camera. Or you can do the $10 a month, $100 per year for unlimited cameras. And that gives you 60 days of recordings.
I guess it depends on how many cameras you need.
Yeah, and I mean, judging by the way my house is set up, I could probably get away with just 4.
Oh, really? I was thinking 2.
No.
If you can get the front door and garage on one and the back entryway on another, that's what I was thinking.
Well, my house is on 1.5 acres, and behind our house is woods.
Mm.
So I would have to have at least 4.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you'd have to go the unlimited route.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because if you had 2, then it'd be cheaper to do it by the camera.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yep.
But still, that's not that bad of a deal.
No, it's not bad. But I mean, I could buy a camera system for roughly the same price as a Ring.
Mm-hmm.
And have, you know, 6 cameras and not have a monthly fee. Only thing with that is I'd have to set it all up myself and keep up with the recordings and all that by myself.
I sort of like the Ring notifying you when somebody walks by the area.
Well, you can get that with the other camera systems.
Yeah, I guess as long as it's smart enough.
Yep.
Well, you're pretty handy, so I can see you doing that yourself.
Yeah, that's why I thought about doing it. The problem with that is finding the amount of time to wire the whole thing. You know what I'm saying?
You always have honey-do lists.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, finding the time's the killer for you.
Yep.
But I guarantee you, once you find out like how much it costs to have like a Ring person come out and do it,
mm-hmm.
then you'd be like, hell no, I can do that. I have removable hard drives. I can do that.
Well, dude, if I'm going to pay $200 for a Ring, or you know, $200 for the Nest Cam or a Canary or whatever else, I mean, there is no installation. It's pretty much you hook it up, like you put it up on the wall and you turn it on. That's it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, is that worth $10 a month to me? Probably not.
No. That's what I'm saying. You're pretty handy.
Yeah.
It's just finding the time to do it.
Yeah.
Can I give you my Nest story from just today?
Sure.
You know I have 3 Nest fire alarms
mm-hmm.
in the house.
Yep.
I'm cooking Thai peanut chicken in my old-timey crock pot with the 3 settings.
Hmm.
That finishes. I pull the ceramic holder out, put it on the stove. When that gets done, I grab a pizza crust and I throw a hearty helping of cheese on said pizza crust.
Mm-hmm.
And I throw that into the oven.
Okay.
To do, you know, some, you know, like pizza bread, like cheese breadsticks is what I was envisioning.
Sure.
The wife likes the pizza crust, so, you know, that's what I was sort of thinking, going like crusty. So I set the timer to go off at like, you know, I don't know, 12 minutes, let's say. And I go back and I'm like fiddling around, you know, great to be home, great to be able to get some stuff done. I was multitasking. I had like all these like weekend duties that I had to get done. You know, this was the first day back. So like, you know, I had a lot of stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
So I was trying to multitask the best I can. I also I transferred over to a brand new cell phone. So I don't know how you are with your phone. The way we have our phones set up is just sheer hell. like everything doesn't come over, so I'm trying to multitask while that pizza crust is cooking. Trying to figure out like passwords, trying to like rearrange stuff. It's never as easy as Apple says it is to restore.
I was going to say, it's because you have an iPhone. Continue.
Yes, I know. And believe me, my wife, the way she set it up is like every phone is like E. Wetmore or Liz Wetmore or Liz.Wetmore. Like, it's like, why don't you just call this like 4S, 6C? Like, just like put a naming convention on it. So when I'm looking for the last phone I was using, I don't have to guess, is this the right one? E. Liz Wetmore? Or is it E. Wetmore? Or is it Liz-Wetmore? Like, oh my God, her naming conventions are god-awful. But I've been telling her for this for years.
Well, I mean, doesn't it give you like a last used timestamp?
They do. But a lot of it is under these like naming conventions.
Mm.
So, anywho, I'm like I said, I'm multitasking. So I'm sitting there and I'm fiddling around. The microwave timer goes off after 12 minutes, and I was like knee deep in the hoopla on my cell phone. So I was just like hyper focused, and I heard the alarm go off. But I'm just like, I'll get to that. Let me finish this first, and then I'll do the pizza crust. I'll pull the pizza crust out. So I'm fiddling around. And then I'm not smelling anything. Like I said, it's been a long week, so I'm running at half mast at this point. And I'm trying to figure this out. And instead of like, I'll pull that pizza crust out in 10 seconds, let me finish this phone thing.
Mm-hmm.
If it was 10 seconds, it could have been 10 minutes for all I know.
Mm.
All of a sudden, I hear this loud voice saying, downstairs nest fire alarm, smell smoke or smoke indicated. And it was loud. I don't know if you've ever tested your nest fire alarms. Oh, yeah. It was loud, dude. And I was just like, what? And I look up and sure enough, like hazy smoke downstairs. I'm like, son of a bee. And I ran over, pulled the pizza crust out, and the pizza crust wasn't completely disintegrated.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously some of the cheese fell down below, past the grates, down below, and the oil from the cheese was causing the smoke.
Mm.
So I opened up both of the doors, started to fan the fire, but I was like, that's impressive. Because it is such, and I mean, reading the package, it's like, you will get an audio recorded saying before the alarm.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you can, like, if I had the Nest app on my phone, I could have just been like, you know, thanks for the warning, yo Nest, thanks for the warning, but through the app, let me disable that. Like, everything's cool. Nowhere, like, the house isn't burning down, Nest. No, you know, you don't need to freak out. But I didn't have the app because my phone was completely garbage at that point. So I opened up, did the cross ventilation, but still, like, that voice, it wasn't even just the volume. The way it gave you that audio warning, it reminded me of like a teacher or your father scolding you. It made you like sit up and like freaking notice that. It wasn't one of those like, all right, I'll get to you soon. Like, mm-hmm. Alexa has that. Like, the voice is just so casual and like, you might want to shop at Amazon. Oh, guess what? Deal of the day. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a buddy. Like, Nest was like, yo, whatever you're doing, drop whatever you're doing and address this. And it was like, I know like Nest fire alarms, they're pricey. I'll be the first to
admit. Oh yeah.
But for that thing to do that and not just like start screaming at me, it was like, you know, kudos to them. And just to even have that little nightlight from the Nest fire alarm,
mm-hmm.
walking upstairs and downstairs, like, it's just bright enough that it doesn't wake you up, but it totally assists you. Yeah. It's like, that is, granted, hey, it's pricey, I'll be the first to admit, but just the small little benefits that that thing does, like, far outweighs the price tag for me.
See, we get them at a discount because my wife works for a AC.
For Johnny Nest?
No, she works for an AC and heating company.
Oh, nice.
So they recommend Nest products, and we get them at a good discount.
Good deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I think the next thing I'll be approaching is the thermostat.
Oh, you don't have one?
No,
I do not. Oh, I thought you had one.
No.
Oh, it's the best.
Believe me, I've heard from umpteen people the learning capability of it is amazing.
Yeah, it's really good. Everybody
says after 2 years it pays for itself, like how it learned your habits so quickly.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be better for you than for us. It's not quite perfect for us because we have dogs in the house.
Yeah.
But it still works pretty well.
But
like, because some days I'll come home and it's good temperature, but some days I'll come home and it's hot because like the dogs have just been laying in the living room. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And
tripping it.
Yeah, well, not tripping it.
Oh, okay.
And so I think there's nobody home, and it gets hot.
Gotcha.
So, still working on that.
Okay.
But, yeah, it works pretty good overall.
Yeah, I thought you'd like that little Nest story.
God, we're going to get so much hate mail for this episode.
I don't care. Can we just... Hey, how about this? I already... Can we just go onto the show description and add in, like, tech gadgets just to have it covered? You guys didn't talk about comics. What's bleh?
Bleh.
Which is okay. And, Legionnaires, I want to announce this to everyone who has stuck through this hour-plus episode already. I had some family issues this week. Martin made himself quite available the last 2 weeks to record our Halloween-y episode. And we are recording this 2 days before Halloween, the Sunday. And it is not Martin's fault. It is my personal life got in the way, and I was whisked away, and I had to cancel the last couple recording and of our Halloween-y episode. So that's why we're missing it.
Well, lucky for you.
Uh-oh.
I'm pulling an episode out of the bag.
Oh?
For Halloween.
Oh.
That's right, Nick. That's right. I have, you might remember, I never put it out, but when I went to Heroes Con... I went to a horror writers panel with Paul Jenkins and Donnie Cates.
So I've been dying to hear that.
So I'll be putting that out since we couldn't record our Halloween episode.
Good call.
I know. I'm pretty good at that.
Yeah, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. And Paul Jenkins is a great follow for it.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't follow him, the last great Twitter story that he told was going to a bed and breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
And he was with all the Aftershock people. And he was with Joe. And I don't know if he roomed... No, he couldn't have roomed with Joe, but they were in the same bed and breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know if I want to call it a bed and breakfast. I want to say that it was like a hotel.
Hmm.
And he jumped on their public Wi-Fi.
Yep.
And he said as soon as he did that, there was somebody else on his device rummaging through and grabbing information from it.
Really?
Uh-huh. And he said he went down and, like, complained to umpteen people, and they were all, like, just pretended like it wasn't happening, and he would show them the device and be like, look, things are moving around on this device and I'm standing right here looking at you. And they just completely, like, I don't, no
no idea what you're talking.
No kidding.
Uh-huh. And it was really interesting. It was a really interesting, because I think he went on to Yelp, and that's how I noticed it.
Gotcha.
Because it was like a tweet that said, like, 1 out of 5 or whatever it is. And he was like, don't anyone ever go to this hotel or stay anywhere close or jump onto their free Wi-Fi.
Hmm.
And on his Yelp review, he went through that entire story.
No kidding.
And it was fascinating.
I need to check this out. I need to check this out.
And this isn't me with, like, 300 followers. This is Paul Jenkins with way more talking to. So, good on him.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah.
All right, let's wrap this up.
Sure.
This show's over. Bye.
Oh.
No, that's it. That's the outro.
Oh.
Oh! Yeah, I guess you can find us on Twitter, right? We still do that.
Yeah, of course we do.
Nick is at Nick Wetmore. I am at Geekvine. And collectively, at Nerd Legion.
Damn.
Yeah. And, I don't know. It's been a while since we've done this. I forgot how to do outros, Nick.
That's fine.
How does this work?
This is the first episode that when I was prepping our audience for, I wrote the hashtag, what was it? Nelson don't listen. Figuring we were going to get into it. But at the end of the day, this episode is Nelson. It would be Nelson approved.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Next episode, bathroom etiquette.
Oh, I have stories.
Have a good night.
God's work.